got the news about no gatherings over 250, and that led us to postpone a jazz concert that would have had a larger audience. And then when that number switched from 250 to 50, that was when we made the decision just to migrate all of our programs online. And then shortly after that, our building closed altogether. So we didn't even have access to rooms to have smaller groups in person.
The JCC is such a huge community spot for so many different people of all different ages. How are you going to be able to continue to offer it as a gathering space, but online?
I think that's what our goal is with these Facebook Live programs and with our fitness group, is providing kind of a virtual community so people are able to comment and ask our authors and artists questions. Our fitness trainers are actually doing live yoga classes and HIIT classes that people can follow along with. So you're still getting to see the faces that you're used to seeing around the building. You're just seeing them through a screen.
There are certain days that you're going to be offering certain people or music or authors.
Yeah, so originally we had the idea of doing a Tuesday lunch break and Thursday nights in. We've since expanded that a little bit. We'll still be doing lunch breaks, so at 12 o'clock. And then nights in, and most of the nights in are on Thursdays, but you'll see some lunch breaks scattered on days that aren't necessarily Tuesdays. And then our authors that we had previously on the schedule, they will be on Sundays at 2 p.m.
Has there been any group that you haven't been able to reach out to and satisfy by moving your in-person services to online?
The group I'm working on that we haven't quite figured out right now is our youth and adult dancers. So we offer dance programming for people ages 3 to 83. And it's hard to provide them with the same experience of being in the studio when they're watching from a screen at home. And they may not have a ballet bar. So that's something that we're working with our instructors to see, especially for the kids. I mean, they're out of school. And we want them to still be able to see their teacher and still be able to learn dance, but in an accessible way that their parents can help them with and participate in as well.
Hopefully we won't have to do this for too long, but could this be something that you guys will end up offering all the time in addition to being able to come back in the building and enjoy arts and cultural experiences?
Yeah, this is something that Lev, our Director of Arts and Education, and I have talked about. Based on what we're hearing so far, it may be something that we continue, especially with our art gallery. We have an opening for every new show that we hang, but outside of that, you don't get much interaction with the artists. And I think it's important to give them a platform to interact with people and talk about their work and answer questions about it, too, because if you walk through the gallery and you see a painting on a wall, you don't necessarily get the full picture of the story behind it.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Oh, you're welcome, Jill.